Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced $464 million in renewable energy grants for producers, rural communities, and businesses in 48 states and Puerto Rico. Vilsack says close to $129 million in grants and loans will go for renewable and energy efficiency projects on the farm through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP.
The combination of these renewable energy projects and energy efficiency projects will essentially save the equivalent of 379 million kilowatt hours of electricity, which is enough essentially to fuel and take care of the needs of over 35,000 homes.
Another $335 million in loans will go to build or improve more than 1,400 miles of electric lines in 48 states and Puerto Rico. Meantime, Vilsack took on concerns the administration is putting all its eggs into the electrification basket to the detriment of biofuel and corn producers.
It doesn't grant, as the previous administration did, a series of waivers that undercut the renewable fuel standard. Secondly, as we've announced, as part of our pandemic assistance and Build Back Better effort, we are in the process of finalizing plans to provide $700 million in assistance to the biofuel industry because they didn't receive benefits under the previous COVID packages.
And that same reason is why USDA will also announce it will soon seek requests for another $700 million in grants for specialty crop and seafood producers and processors, meat and other processors, and farmers markets. That after earlier announcing $700 million in grants for farm and food workers. September is National Preparedness Month, and 2021 offers many examples yet again of the importance of preparing for natural disasters. More wildfires, drought, flooding, and Hurricane Ida topped the list of natural disasters this year, with more likely to come. AARP Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskuhl says it's important to have a plan for your family, your farm, and your livestock.
Yet again, we see more devastating natural disasters this year. And while we can't control the weather, we can control how ready we are. Sitting down with your family and farm workers to make a plan can save you a lot of stress when that time comes. Be sure to include items everyone will need and what tasks they will be responsible for. It's also a good idea to make different plans for different types of disasters that may impact you.
And having a plan can help after a natural disaster.
Those suffering from wildfires and Hurricane Ida know too well how life following a disaster may feel chaotic for days, if not weeks. First, make sure everyone is safe and they have everything they need to get them through the next few days. Determine what your plan of action will be and assess what damages you have. Finally, be sure to find out what resources are available to you, your family, and your farm.
A FEMA representative will join AARP Thursday on AARP Live to offer tips on natural disaster preparedness.
Thursday, we'll hear from a FEMA expert to talk to you about what you need to do before, during, and after a natural disaster. From go bags to when to leave, scams, and resources to help, we'll answer your questions on how to be ready and how to do so during a pandemic.
Learn more natural disaster preparation tips by watching AARP Live Thursday night at 9 p.m. Central Time on RFD TV or at aarp.org/AARP Live. The National Pork Board is using Chekhov dollars to partner with Emmy Award-winning actor Eric Stone Street to dispel common misconceptions about pig farming and redefine idioms and phrases heard in common language. NPB's Senior Vice President of Communications, Jackie Mattson, says the producer-led Real Pork Barriers Task Force has been reviewing consumer perception data as it relates to food and purchasing behaviors.
Even though consumers say that they're somewhat or very confident in our product, we can't take that for granted. We have to make sure that we're continually asking them what's on their minds and what might be in the back of their mind, that if some issue or topic comes to bear, that they have enough confidence and we have enough trust built up that we can appropriately address it for consumers.
Mattson says consumers are most concerned about how animals are cared for, housed, and fed, and their beliefs are directly related to the protein they feed their families.
Those are some of the top issues the Barriers Task Force recognized were opportunities for us to address consumer questions and concerns. Let's start with those things around animal welfare, animal well-being, what animals eat, and how animals are housed and cared for, because we know those most directly relate to consumer confidence.
The myth-busting campaign addresses myths in an approachable and friendly manner through on-farm videos published on social media, a place where consumers are already browsing. Mattson says partnering with the former pig farmer Stone Street offers information without overwhelming consumers.
He has just the right tone where he can engage with consumers and share factual information, but do it in a way that's fun and lighthearted and doesn't feel overly academic and like he's lecturing consumers. So it's the perfect tone, the perfect spokesperson. And the concept of Rural Dictionary makes these myths really approachable for consumers.
Visit pork.org/Rural Dictionary or follow NPB's Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube to view the series in the upcoming weeks. And the recent Soy Delish recipe contest offered consumers a chance to share versatile recipes that include soy. The contest was conducted during August by the United Soybean Board in partnership with Soy Connection, a collaboration of health, nutrition, and food industry experts with U.S. soybean farmers. USB farmer leader Lori Isley from Michigan says the contest highlighted how soy could be a valuable part of a heart healthy diet.
And particularly for those individuals that are looking at wanting to include more high quality plant proteins, that soy is really a popular choice for doing that and a really good decision on their part. Recipe submissions must include, of course, some kind of a soy product. That might be soy milk, soy oil, tofu, tempeh, miso, different soy-based meat alternatives. There's lots of choices that they can go with.
Isley says the winning recipes will be announced soon.
The recipes are going to be judged on creativity, the quality of the recipe itself, and the quality of the photograph that's sent along with it. The top three winners will be announced early September, so very soon, and they will win some cash gift cards.
She says checkoff efforts like the Soy Delish recipe contest further deepen ties between farmers and consumers and demonstrate the health and economic benefits of U.S. soybeans.
It's important and has been a great opportunity as a farmer to be able to connect with consumers and help them understand both how we farm sustainably and also how we are really helping with issues that people are concerned with.
And again, you can keep up with the latest news from the United Soybean Board online at soyconnection.com or unitedsoybean.org. And also tune in Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on RFD TV for soy checkoff updates. And that's going to do it for another episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. And of course, if you have stories for the program, you can send them to me via email anytime, jesseallen@americanagnetwork.com. That's jesseallen at americanagnetwork.com. Always happy to hear your story ideas and pitches for future episodes of American Ag Today. And again, that's going to do it for this episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you and yours a great rest of your day.